City Council has the option of passing the proposal as is, which would boost the hourly minimum wage to $15 in January from the state minimum of $8.10. Councilman Zach Reed says paying workers in the city more would be good for them, but it could have some negative consequences as well.
You look at the businesses, especially the small businesses that won't be able to absorb it and pass those costs on. It could be detrimental to those small businesses, and it could be detrimental to jobs as a whole. So I think this is one of those things that we've got to look at, we've got to evaluate it.
Reed says he favors a phased-in approach to a wage increase of this size. Council can amend it or reject it. If it's amended or rejected, supporters could put it on November's ballot and let the voters decide if it should jump to $15 in January. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.